2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
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 I'm so excited for today because I usually ask the questions, and now Gandhi is going to ask the questions.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Games. Nate actually found these questions the other day. What was it, from Women's Health?
I go
200 non-boring ways to get to know each other?
I love how he's, I was going to say, you're checking out Women's Health, I see.
Right. While two very important football games are being played, this is what Nate is doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it at halftime, so I mean, give me a little bit of credit. No, I think you need to know a little bit about the other sex, right? Every once in a while.
Absolutely. To get to know each other, I think this stuff is great. Yeah. So because we all work together, there are different categories in this little questionnaire, and this one is all about work. So I thought it would be kind of fun for us to discuss the work questions.
Oh, okay.
Bring it on.
All right. Let's start with you, Danielle.
Okay.
Okay. What is one thing at work that can make your day better or worse?
Aha!
What could it be, Danielle?
So since Elvis isn't in the room right now. Well, if Elvis is in a fantastic mood, that definitely makes my day better. If Elvis isn't in such a great mood, it can definitely make your day not so great. But
that's
but that's with any of us. I mean, you know, if Gandhi's in a bad mood, which never happens, but I'm just, you know what I mean? It definitely can affect you. The people around you that you work with can affect you that way.
Oh. Absolutely. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think in most cases, like, right, with a boss, if the boss is not in a good mood, maybe everybody's not
He'll
in a good mood.
He'll say he's not the boss. He'll
tell you. How do you feel about that, Elvis?
What do you think, Elvis?
Hello.
Okay.
Well, I just love the fact that Elvis's empty chair is sitting there with the microphone and there's no
He's listening. Like, at any given time, he'll pop in. So,
well, since he's not here, we've talked about the secret code that we have, right? The weather.
Yeah, what's the weather?
It's more of an analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because I always talk to him before the show every day. So I'm usually asked to be the weatherman. And so if everything looks like it's going to be a great day, I'm like, hey, it's going to be nice and sunny today. Then sometimes there's a chance of storms. And then other days I'm like batting down the hatches, motherfuckers. It's going to be a Cat 5.
Yeah. Froggy, sometimes Froggy... Like the weatherman, you're wrong.
So okay, hold on. Let me tell you
what.
No. I'm going to stand up for myself.
We'll get a good report about sunny skies. He gets one wrong text message and thunderclouds.
Right. Okay, but that's not my fault. Because the day starts bright and sunny, it's not my fault that somebody fucks it up and then causes a big thunderstorm to roll in.
That is true. That does happen.
Okay, this is not one of the questions, but this is going to be fun. If you had to say there was someone in this room who fucks up the weather for Elvis, who fucks up the weather the most?
Oh.
Daniel's pointing, but I can't.
Oh, you mean the person who makes him in a bad mood the most?
No, not the real weather, Danielle.
So I'm going to say either.
Wait, let's write it down and hold it up.
Wait, who messes up the weather?
I think it's current, a 50-50.
Yeah, it has to be a current cast
member. I'm going to provide two answers with a percentage of chance of each one.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Now, it has to be somebody in this room because they can't defend themselves.
And we know what we're talking about, right? That puts him in a bad mood, right?
Yeah.
You guys get it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay. This is fun.
Oh, let me get my Sharpie out.
Okay.
Okay, I got mine.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. I have percentages.
I'm stuck between two people.
Okay.
Yeah, I know
I'm just
going to
hold it up to this. I just put both of them on there. I put
two. Okay, I'm good at two.
Okay, I'm changing my
mind. Okay, you ready?
No, hold on. No, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
What the hell are you doing? Okay, chiseling it into a freaking rock?
Hey, you relax over there because you're not on the fucking list. Relax. All right, here we go. I'm ready.
Okay, on the count of three, everybody hold up your sign. Ready? One, two, three.
Scary, Scary.
We're all on the same page except for Scary.
Yeah,
screw you, Scary.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me see your percentages.
I didn't have percentage.
No,
Froggy Nate,
did.
Scary. What? No, 50%. No.
Yeah, Scary, you're up there.
You can't get mad at Froggy. He threw himself under the bus.
Yeah, listen, I got a 25% chance of saying something fucking stupid. He's going to yell at me,
exactly.
Too. So.
That's right.
If you say something fucking stupid, then that's, you know. But
Froggy says something overly sexual three times, and it pisses him off.
Right.
Froggy, that's very Eminem of you, like 8 Mile. Like, you throw yourself under the bus, and no one else can really, like, argue that.
Let's face it.
That was
all
fair.
All of us have produced, you've named people that have producing roles that have to get in his face. And I was we were told a long time ago, and these are, like, from even the radio consultants, and Nate, sometimes you got to open the mouth of the lion and stick your head in.
Stick your head in.
Yes. Yeah. I know. I used to be a producer. I know that has to happen.
It has to happen.
The roles that you guys have, like Nate has to deliver bad news.
Yeah.
It sucks, right. but he gets the information. He has to deliver it. Sometimes it's just not received well. Right. Scary if I have to push the buttons.
I have to push
the buttons. If I could say, when Nate had his strokes and I was covering him doing his job while he was out, I was wishing I had the stroke.
Oh, no. Stop.
Sometimes. And like for example, sometimes I'll ask him to do something that's very normal that we do all the time. But he's just not in the mood to do it, and then I fuck up the day.
And then he associates you with having to do that action.
Right.
So when you had nothing to do with it, you're just the message person. You're the middleman, right?
So sometimes I'm the asshole when I'm really not even being an asshole.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah.
So we all said why Scary and Nate and Froggy even said why himself. But Scary, why do you think Brody is like that, though?
Thanks, Garrett.
Well, he did have one answer that no one else had.
Sometimes Brody will push his agenda, and I think that sometimes makes Elvis angry.
Because nobody else has an agenda. I push an agenda like when I say, hey, here's something funny, we should do it. That's an agenda.
I think Brody used to push his buttons more when we were all in the studio.
When we're in the studio.
I think it's a lot less now.
During COVID times.
Yeah, that's why I don't turn the camera on until the end of the day.
During COVID times, he stays out of his hair.
Okay, let's go to more fun questions.
Okay. I can switch it. We can do the flip side
what
of that.
What is
Scotty
B doing in his closet?
He's recording.
Oh, he's got recording equipment in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
Who do you guys think upsets Elvis the least? Can we do that?
Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Yeah, Gandhi.
I was going to say Danielle.
No.
Okay.
No.
The shiny toy.
He loves Danielle, but I've never heard him utter your name under duress.
Yeah, Gandhi, you got another 6
months.
Wait.
I want to know what he said about me under duress.
I made him mad today. I pissed him off today.
We stick this. You stay here, Elvis.
About the stock. About the stock market.
Isn't this where Brody typically does like, hey, how about some oranges?
Everyone's talking at the same time. I just walked into my studio. I hear, well, Elvis, who's he least mad at? Like, what are you talking about?
No, we were talking about the bull market versus the bear market and the stock market.
You can watch this.
No, you can watch him. Don't lie to him.
Hold on. He can go back and watch this. So why are you going to lie right now?
We're talking about who makes you the least angry. And so
Gandhi.
Nate said Gandhi. And then Gandhi said me, and then Nate said no. And then I said, well, what the fuck did I do? I want to know why I make him mad.
No, you two. But that's not my point. My point is, why are you even talking about me? I'm not even here.
You're the focus of the show.
That's why we talked about you, because you weren't here. That's precisely why.
Earlier in this podcast, they took a poll to see who made you the most angry.
Okay, my question again is why...
Here, hold on.
Asking questions.
Tell me if this is accurate, Elvis. Here, let me. I bawled my sign up, but you can still read it. So we wrote down percentages on who makes you the most angry a day. This is just my answer. Is this accurate?
Hold it up higher, Frog.
No.
Froggy 25%, Nate 25%, and Scary 50%.
They're descending order. Yes, no, that is accurate. Yes.
Okay.
Brody doesn't make me angry anymore because he's not here anymore.
We're
doing those questions. You know those questions that like Nate had given Gandhi.
Yes.
And so she asked, "Who? What was the first question, Gandhi?" And
the question
I got
to Danielle was, "What is something at work that can make your day better or make your day worse?"
Right. So my answer was, which makes sense, is if Elvis is in a fantastic mood, it obviously can make your day great. And if he's not in the greatest mood, your day isn't as great. And then they started going, who pisses Elvis off the most?
Oh, God. Okay. But here's my question. How come you can't do a podcast about something other than me?
Well, what's the next question? We were doing it.
I'm going to go away because I still have to finish what I'm doing over here. But don't even mention my name.
All right. No,
Elvis has the sound turned all the way up. Okay, he's going to hear everything, so be careful, Scary.
See,
Nate's also giving us a wrap-up sign.
We do have to wrap up.
Nate, I still want to know what I did to piss him off.
That's a cliffhanger.
We'll talk. The next podcast.
It's Danielle,
you know when you and I go off on our tangents and start laughing at each other's stupid shit, it makes him mad.
Well, I know that. I know that. He says Froggy and I need our own show. That's what he says.
Yes.
That would be entertaining.
All right, are we done? So we got through one question. One question. This is exciting.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Everybody say bye. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.